Okay, of course, everything we do here is a real treat. And this is going to be no exception by any means. We have some great musicians. Is everybody from Epcot currently?
Yes, we do.
I just met Mark just now. He's a surprise, and I'm sure he's going to be great. Janita won the, Janita Odlin here won the fiddle contest back in, was that 88, 89? 1989. She plays in the Norwegian Pavilion at Epcot, and actually you're playing there too now, right?
Yes.
And they've both been at Epcot for quite a while. Janita grew up in Iowa and learned Norwegian fiddling and Midwestern old-time fiddling at the same time, and then learned a lot more about Norwegian fiddling when she got hired at Epcot, played with some people that went on to be world champion or champion Norwegian fiddlers. Too bad we couldn't have three or four other fiddlers with her, because that's a big part of that tradition is multiple fiddles. I think sometimes they get, 10 or 20 at a time. Butch has been with the Duquesne Tamboritzas, been all over the world with them. And so what we're going to be hearing today is European wedding music, music that they would play at weddings, and Eastern European as well as Scandinavian. And he was also with the Tamboritzas. So some first-class musicians playing a really nice mix of Eastern European and Scandinavian wedding music. Let's hear it.
Well, I guess we'll just kind of keep this informal, and I'll try and explain as we go through some, give you a little taste of some different types of music from the areas of like the Yugoslavian area, Greece, Russia, and we'll kind of mix it up a little bit. And most of the music centers around the dance music. If you've ever seen the circle dances, each of those places, they have a little different name for it. The first one I want to do is, it's primarily played in the Yugoslavia area, former Yugoslavia, and it's actually an old gypsy song that you'd customarily see it or see have here played at weddings, and the circle dances would be done to this. Features a lot the accordion and the clarinet. Kad sam sreo druga svog, prijatelja jedinog, najsrećni bez jedan, je nedelja veše je sam. Pjesma nas je tešila, sudba nam se smešila, ali vihor sudbe zle, od mene ga odvede. Ramo, ramo, druže moj, ramo, ramo, druže moj, da li čuješ jecaj moj? Aj, ramo, 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 druže moj, ramo, ramo, druže moj, da li čuješ jecaj moj? Sad živim sam, koga še suče plaj, jer ti si otišao, moje život našao. Alia i paka nadam se, izobim te, vrati se, vrati mi se, ramoti, sudbini smo iste mi. Aj, ramo, 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 druže moj, ramo, ramo, druže moj, da li čuješ jesajmo? Aj, ramo, 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 druže moj, ramo, ramo, druže moj, da li čuješ jesajmo? Da li čuješ jesajmo? Da li čuješ jesajmo? Thank you. We have some dancers over there, huh? Okay, guess what we're going to do next? We're going to do a little bit of a Bulgarian wedding tune. It's called Prsten mi padne, and I believe it's giving the hand away in marriage. It's sort of a slower type dance. Again, a circle dance in Bulgaria. The last one, they call it a kolo in the Slavic countries, Yugoslavia. But in Bulgaria, it's the same thing, but they call it an oro. So we're going to do this one. It's 7/8, correct, Mark? Yeah. 7/8. A lot of the Bulgarian Macedonian music is in odd metered time. I don't know if you noticed that was a 7/8 rhythm, which is pretty common in that area and also in Greece. And to the Western world, it's kind of an odd sound, so they kind of call it odd meters. This next one's kind of a flashy one that they'll play. I remember being in Macedonia, Bulgaria, and I saw a wedding going on, and what happened is they're going through the town and the band was leading and they're marching through the town and the band's playing with the drum and the folk flutes, and the people that are coming to the wedding, they're kind of picking the people up along the way. They're leaving their houses and joining the entourage, and then they go to the to the House of the Bride, and it's kind of an open thing. We were tourists there, and we just followed along, and they just welcomed us in, and they're passing around what they call Slivovica, which is plum brandy, and didn't matter if you, they didn't even know the people, they just welcomed you in. And so this is kind of something you would see at one of those weddings. Does anyone have any idea what the time meter was on that one? Pretty close, 11/16. Yeah. And what it is as you see, it's if you break it down, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it just keeps that kind of groove. And some of the music, they'll take different meters and they'll change them every other bar. And it just gets kind of a interesting thing happening. And when Mark was doing the ride there and I was just holding the rhythm down, he was going out of the rhythm and just kind of block the rhythm out and just takes a solo ride. So that just gives you a little idea of some of the different flavors. Yes?
Do they do a certain dance step?
Yes, they actually can dance to that, believe it or not. It's
see it?
Actually, Mark's...
I wouldn't be able to play after. Maybe at the end.
Mark's actually an accomplished dancer also. And he flies planes, so... Okay, let's see. Let's make sure we're doing... Okay, what we want to do is we're going to have Mark explain a Russian... Mark's of Carpathia Russian background, and then we're going to bring Jonita up to show you some Scandinavian music.
Over in the region of the world called the Carpathian Mountains, I don't know if any of you are familiar with that area, we have a lot of nationality groups that reside up in there. For instance, you have the Romanians, the Poles are also up there, and a region that's near and dear to my heart is what I am is Carpatho-Rusyn or Karpatsky Rus. Now, if any of you have been to a wedding that is from that region, there's a very famous song that's played for the bridal dance, And the idea is that when all the guests, it's the money dance, and when all the guests line up, this song is played for the entirety of it, and then at the very end, what everyone does who's in the wedding party and all close friends of the bride will circle the bride, and they have a tight circle, and the idea, and the groom is trying to get in to get the bride, and the idea is to play with them a little bit, keep him out for as long as they can, and then finally they break, he lifts her up, carries her off, and they go on to marriage. So the tune that we're going to play, it's called Redovi, and I'm sure once we play it, some of you probably will recognize the melody. Recognize that melody. If you've been to weddings, you probably would heard. Now imagine that song. Sometimes the lines were quite lengthy to go up and want to dance with the bride. You've been to a modern day weddings and you've seen probably 20 minutes worth of people who want to. Imagine hearing they don't in tradition they play that same melody. They don't change it up. They may change keys, but they don't change the melody up. So think of 20 minutes of that same sound. Could be quite monotonous. In this same bordering region up in the Carpathians, we're going to go move over to Poland and play a song known as Krakowiak, which is also very popular at weddings.
We're going to bring my favorite fiddler up here to also my fiance, Jonita.
It's just as tall.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do what's called a gonglot or a walking tune. This is a type of Norwegian wedding march where traditional weddings in Norway, they'll be walking up the hill to the church and there might be 20 fiddlers called a spillmanslag, and often it goes unaccompanied. It's just fiddles playing in harmony, so that's what we're gonna do.
Thank you.
try to imagine that with like 20 fiddles playing different harmonies and stuff. Now we're going to do an actual, this is a Finnish tune called Säkjärven.
Some recordings for sale. I believe they're down at the gift area there if you're interested in this music.
I have those last two.
Okay. It's